Salutations, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this episode of Three Bennett Sophomores Talking About a Book, Huck Finn Edition. Today we are going to be discussing a couple of key aspects so far of Mark Twain's book, Huckleberry Finn. I'm your host today, Charlie Rogowski, and I'm in the studio with Declan Urett and Matt Nader. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I'm great, Charlie. How about you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Let's jump right into it. In Chapter 7, Huck decides to leave his father and travel down the Mississippi River in a canoe. Why do you think he does this, and what are his emotions while he's traveling down the river? Matt?
Well, I think that Huck may have left his father and took the canoe down the Mississippi River because of his relationship with his father. I mean, if I had such a rocky relationship with my father, I might consider running away from home, too. And I don't think that taking a canoe down the Mississippi River, I don't think that that's a bad, that would be such a bad suggestion of something to do just to kind of clear your head and blow off steam and maybe get away from the bad situation that he was put in.
Declan, what about you?
I think almost the same thing. I think he left in the canoe to obviously get away from his father. And he left because of his bad feelings towards his father. There's nothing more Huck wants for his father to get out of his life. He said that. And it's wrong for his father to abuse him and ruin his life when it's not his fault.
Do you guys think Pap deserved to be abandoned by his son? Because I think he does.
Well, I think that I obviously don't think that if you are going to abuse your child and not give him the best life possible, then I don't think you should be a father at all. So I guess the answer to that would be, yes, I do think he deserves to be abandoned.
That's fair, that's fair. Declan, what about you?
Yes, I do think he should be abandoned because you can't treat your kid like that and not expect him to be mad at you or not like you. So it makes perfect sense for him to leave him and not like him.
All right, next question. Declan, Matt, do you think Huck's father could be a real person, or is he an exaggeration intended only to make the story flow better?
I don't know, Charlie. I mean, you hear stories and you see movies where people are portrayed to be bad fathers, but to be honest, it really seems to me like Pap might be an exaggerated version of what is possible in someone's father, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, kind of makes sense, yeah. What do you think is exaggerated about him?
Well, really, I think it's unlikely that a father can be so physically present in his son's life, and yet so mentally unpresent.
Declan, what do you think?
I'm the opposite. Like, I think Huck's father could be a real person. We've seen real life examples of alcoholics change their life. So I do believe he could change his life and be a better person.
All right. Do you think Huck is more or less mature than people our age today?
I believe Huck is mature. Is less mature than most people our age. He takes many things as a joke that aren't things to joke about. Like, an example is when Widow Douglas taught him about hell, and he was saying he just wanted to go there, which we all know that that's the place we're trying to avoid, but he thinks it's just a joke.
Matt, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I kind of get what Declan's saying, but also in a way I feel like there really is no right answer to this question. Like, for example, obviously I'm very well behaved. I mean, I'm gonna say my behavior is perfect.
Of course.
Or near perfect. But I see there's other people that I notice maybe aren't as well behaved as me. So I guess that for the most part, Huck is probably kind of on the lower end of being less mature than the people are today. But, I mean, there really is no way to gauge what
people means.
Yeah. I think he's got, like, a higher street smarts, I guess. Like, he could survive in the forest on his own when we probably couldn't.
I probably could.
Could you really?
Debatable.
I mean, I don't think you guys could, but I know that, like, I...
Oh.
Right. I'm like an awesome person.
I disagree, course. But
well, I don't think that's very on topic. So that's all I've got. Thanks for coming in, Declan and Matt, for episode 1 of 3 Bennett Sophomores Talking About a Book, Huck Finn Edition.
Thanks for having us, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.